From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. China is denouncing the U.S. decision to impose an extra duty on Chinese tires, calling it protectionism. The Obama administration announced yesterday it would increase the tariff on Chinese-made tires from 4% to 35% starting September 26th. It would drop to 30% in the second year and then to 25% in the third year. The increases are to counter a tripling of tire imports from China in recent years that have cost an estimated 5,000 U.S. jobs. Chinese officials warn the increase could prompt other nations to impose extra duties on their products, which would hamper the global recovery. President Obama takes his push for health care legislation on the road today. He'll attend a giant health care rally at a sports arena in Minneapolis. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president heads to Minnesota, a big state with a very high percentage of citizens who have health insurance, and it's home to the Mayo Clinic, a national leader in healthcare innovation. He'll attend a rally at the Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. The White House says tickets have been distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Look for the president's speech today to mirror the address he delivered to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night. His press secretary says it's important for the president to get out in the country and continue to make the case, to answer critics, and to keep the pressure on Congress to get an overhaul of health care passed this year. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
In 3 weeks, the International Olympic Committee will decide if Chicago will bring the Olympics back to the United States. First Lady Michelle Obama will be on hand to lobby IOC members before the vote. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The International Olympic Committee votes in Copenhagen on October 2nd. Chicago is in the running to host the 2016 Olympic Games, as are three other contenders, Rio de Janeiro, Madrid, and Tokyo. Organizers of the Chicago bid had hoped President Barack Obama would help sway IOC members, but it will be another Obama with that duty now. And Pat Ryan, the chairman of the Chicago bid, says the First Lady will represent the country and the bid extremely well.
It's her hometown. She comes from an athletic family. She's an athlete herself.
Other heads of state, like Brazil's president, say they'll be in Copenhagen, but Ryan says that doesn't put any pressure on the Chicago bid.
I think we've got a great story. We've got a great city, obviously. We're ratcheted up.
President Obama told the IOC he must focus on health care reforms now, although he'll continue to support the bid. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Space Shuttle Discovery returned safely to Earth last night. It landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California, NASA's second choice. Flight directors had tried to bring Discovery back to its home base at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida Thursday and yesterday, but the weather didn't cooperate. Rain and thunderstorms prompted NASA to switch to the backup site. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Photographer Annie Leibovitz has won an extension on a $24 million loan. The financial dispute had threatened her intellectual property rights to all her photographs. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
In the joint statement, there was no indication of how much time Leibovitz had to pay off the loan. It was revealed last winter that Leibovitz had huge debts and had borrowed millions from Art Capital, a kind of bank to the art world. As collateral, she put up three townhouses and the copyright to every photograph she had ever taken. Art Capital sued in July, saying she had breached an agreement giving the company the right to be the agent in the sale of her property and photographs. Art Capital says it has withdrawn the lawsuit and that Leibovitz has now purchased from Art Capital its rights to act as exclusive agent in the sale of her real property, so she will retain the copyright of her work within the terms of the loan agreement. Leibovitz's photographs of celebrities grace the covers of Vanity Fair, Vogue, and Rolling Stone. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Afghanistan's Election Commission may release its full results from last month's presidential election today. However, the results won't be certified until a UN-backed commission completes its investigation into hundreds of fraud complaints. So far, with 92% of the vote counted, returns show President Hamid Karzai is leading with 54%. His closest challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, was 28%. One of the original leaders of the Cuban Revolution has died. According to Cuban media reports, Juan Almeida Bosque died of heart failure at the age of 82. Almeida served in top positions of the government since Fidel Castro first seized power in Cuba in 1959. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.